Page 36. A lesson in culture. I found a foreign land in my home country. I've had many opportunities to experience living in a foreign culture. But my first experience came in an unexpected place, my own country. When I was 20, I got an internship in New York City. It was my first time to live outside of my home state of Texas. With my move north came culture shock. I grew up in a big city in Texas, but it was no comparison to the tightly packed boroughs of New York with their 8 million residents. My new home was in Times Square, a hub constantly filled with traffic, noise, people, and lights. I was used to life at a relaxed pace. New York moved fast. The saying is true, this city never sleeps. I had to adjust. My first reaction was fear. Fear I would fail at my new internship in the 54-story office building. Fear of getting lost on the subway. Fear that the locals wouldn't have patience for my frequent moments of confusion. My anxieties range from reasonable to ridiculous. But I faced my fears and kept trying. I learned quickly never to assume a New Yorker speaks English, and to be respectful of lifestyles that were new to me. New York is home to people of all walks of life, from all corners of the world. My coworkers were Polish, Colombian, Puerto Rican, Greek, and Armenian, to name a few. I ran errands to a shop where all the male employees were Orthodox Jews and wore their hair in traditional curls. I spent hours wandering Canal Street in Chinatown, the closest I'd ever been to an Asian country. By the end of my internship, I was a little older, a little wiser, and sick of big city life. I hated the skyscrapers, tourists, and the high price I had to pay for a cheeseburger and fries. But I had grown, too. I was quicker, smarter, and more independent. I knew I would miss that feeling of having the world right at my doorstep. But it was good preparation for the life of travel I'd soon begin. Word bank. Internship. Many students apply for an internship at that company, but only a few are accepted. Culture shock. Culture shock is normal when you move to a new country that is different from your own. Constantly. Taylor's mother was constantly telling her to clean her room. Confusion. Your appointment is on Wednesday, not Tuesday. I'm sorry for the confusion. Respectful. Be more respectful to your teachers. If you're rude, they might give you more homework. Walk of life. The members of this church come from all walks of life. Errand. I need to run errands to the bank, the post office, and the grocery store. Curl. I can't control my curls at all when the weather is this humid. Doorstep. Just leave the package on Haley's doorstep. She'll take it inside when she gets home. More information. Borough. Hub. Orthodox Jew. Talk about it. Have you ever experienced culture shock? What was it like? Discuss a time when you had to face your fears.